Yankee Doodle Dandy. Yankee Doodle do or die. A real live nephew of my Uncle Sam, born on the 4th of July.
Welcome to another edition of History Speaks, a podcast from the Montour County Historical Society. I'm your host and Society Board Member, Terry Diener. During this July 4th holiday period, I wanted to share some information on several men who played a large part in the American Revolution and later contributed to the history of Montour County. Let me remind you that the Montgomery House and Boyd House Museums are open Sundays from 2 until 4. Our speaker series continues on July the 11th, a lecture that involves coal mining, the Molly Maguires, and the murder of Alexander Ray, a coal mining superintendent, will be held at the Boyd House Museum in Danville. Tom Dempsey, born and raised in Centralia, will be the presenter of this intriguing episode. The program starts at 7 p.m., doors open at 6:30. The admission fee is $5. In the first years of the Revolutionary War, Americans fought under many flags. One of them, the Grand Union flag, or Continental Colors, flew over George Washington's headquarters near Boston. On November 16, 1776, the American warship Andrew Doria saluted a Dutch fort in the West Indies and was saluted in return. This brought a measure of international recognition to the U.S. On June 14, 1777, in order to establish a flag for the new nation, the Continental Congress passed a resolution outlining the requirements that established the Stars and Stripes. Most historians believe Betsy Ross, a Philadelphia seamstress, made the first flag. William Montgomery, the third son of Alexander and Mary Montgomery, was born in the southwestern part of Chester County on the 3rd of August, 1736. When the difficulties with the British arose, Montgomery was one member of the large committee of observation appointed by that county, held at Chester, December 20, 1774, to aid in organizing an acceptable government to supersede the old provincial establishment. He was a delegate to the Provincial Convention of Pennsylvania, January 23, 1775, a member of the Provincial Conference of Pennsylvania at Carpenter's Hall in Philadelphia, June 18, 1776. In June of 76, he was colonel of the 4th Battalion of Chester County, which then required 450 stand of arms for service. He was a delegate to the military convention held at Lancaster, Pennsylvania, July the 4th, 1776, to choose brigadier generals for the Associated Battalions of Pennsylvania. His Chester County Battalion of the Flying Camp saw action on Long Island and New Jersey. Flying camps were formed in order to send men to an area quickly where needed during the American Revolution. It's believed Montgomery himself was not on the field of battle at Fort Washington, apparently staying at Fort Lee. Several of his officers, however, were in Fort Washington at the time of the capture of that post in November of 1776. Montgomery first purchased land near Mahoning Creek in November of 1773. He purchased more ground the following year, including a grist and sawmill from John Simpson. He brought his family to this area first in 1778, but sent them back to Chester County because of Indian attacks. They returned in 1780. Their return led to the establishment of the town of Danville. Another name familiar to Danville history is that of Philip Moss Sr. What people may not know is that after arriving in Philadelphia in 1741 with his parents from Prussia, Moss became a stocking manufacturer, and during the Revolutionary War, he made a large contribution to the colonists. He was a strong supporter of the cause for independence. Moss supplied clothing for the soldiers and received his payment in Continental money. He had $40,000 to $50,000 in that currency when it became worthless. He did establish some lifelong friendships with Benjamin Franklin and Robert Morris during that period. Some years before the Revolution, Moss had purchased some ground in what is now Valley Township. After the war, he came to the area and built a sawmill in 1793, and in 1800 built a flour mill powered by Mahoning Creek. He lived on a large homestead and even cultivated flax used to make clothing. Another story I wanted to share was that of Jacob Gerhart, a captain in the 2nd New Jersey Regiment in the Revolution, serving from 1775 until 1779. On the night of December the 25th, 1777, when Washington crossed the Delaware, Captain Gerhart and a second man were detailed to take charge of the transport boats while the army marched onto Trenton, with the orders to destroy the boats if the mission failed. Gerhardt also fought with Washington at the Battle of Brandywine and Valley Forge. He was a native of France and after the Revolutionary War came to this area and owned all of the land opposite Danville between Roaring Creek and Kipp's Run. He died in 1818 and was buried in the old cemetery on Bloom Street in Danville. One other footnote to Revolutionary War history and the Danville area, Emily Elizabeth Hart was born in Montour County in June of 1839. She later married and moved to Illinois, where she died in 1925. Emily's grandfather, Adam Hart, was one of the signers of the Declaration of Independence. Actually, quite a number of men who lived in this area that would later become Montour County served and fought for the new nation. Danville native Randy Hackenberg wrote a book entitled Montour County and the American Revolution back in 2009. It includes a wealth of information on those who fought for America's independence. It is available for purchase at the Montgomery House Museum in Danville. Don't forget, historian Tom Dempsey of Schuylkill County will be our speaker July the 11th at the Boyd House, where he'll be sharing a story on the Molly Maguires. 6:30 is when the doors open, and the program begins at 7 p.m. with a $5 admission fee. I end this week's podcast with a quote from lawyer and later governor of Virginia, Patrick Henry. He said, quote, "The distinctions between Virginians, Pennsylvanians, New Yorkers, and New Englanders are no more. I am not a Virginian, but an American."